This video was created based on journal entries that I wrote during my abuse. That's why I have a couple tears throughout the video. Do you know how it feels to be in a toxic relationship with a narcissist? Can you recall the first time you started to really think something just isn't right here? Sort of this ache in your gut, that one stray tear that you can't control, and as it rolls down your face, it almost burns. It's like your body gets it before you do somehow. It's this feeling that something is missing or just isn't right. So you try to figure it out. You start thinking and you go through all the obvious possibilities. Am I hormonal? Am I being unreasonable here? Are my expectations just too high? Could I be overthinking this whole thing? But as much as you rack your brain, you're not clear. You just know that it's something else and something you can't quite put your finger on. Like a piece of you feels like it's gone missing somehow. But how do you lose a whole part of yourself? You might even kind of laugh at yourself for thinking this way. The thought confuses you, but it somehow makes you feel almost nostalgic in an unidentifiable, achy way that can't really logically be explained. Maybe you have this sense that it might be some kind of other life calling to you. You think that maybe it's on a soul level. You start to feel like you're living inside your own head. You're so internal that you start to see through it all. And everyone around you, they start to seem artificial. They're blind to your struggles and you can't even begin to verbalize them. Because if you're being honest with yourself, they kind of sound so petty when you say them out loud. But you do your best. You keep looking perfect on the outside and you try to pretend like nothing's wrong. You keep smiling. You keep pretending everything's okay. You maintain a perfect social media presence, photos of your beautiful home and your beautiful kids. You feel like a huge fraud as you try to project the image you want to see in your life rather than what it actually looks like behind closed doors. It's like on some level, social media gives you a little bit of validation that you just can't get anywhere else. Kind of makes you feel better somehow. Like maybe it's okay that you're dealing with all of this internal conflict because you still project the life. That perfect image that the narcissist wants you to project, at least. The narcissist in your life is always threatening to leave you or threatening to stop loving you if you don't do this or that or conform to their will in whatever way. They threaten to stop caring about anything if you don't hurry up and shape up. We'll just live our separate lives, they'll tell you. See how you like that, they'll say. Meanwhile, you're exhausted and pretty much numb at this point, but every now and then, something reminds you of who you used to be. That fun and silly and passionately driven person that the narcissist seems to have, on some level, beaten out of you. Emotionally, anyway. And when that happens, that person you used to be, that person gets sad. And then you feel angry. And you feel like you're finally ready to go. But inevitably, the scary thought that is change, it takes you down this stupid road that imagines that life can be better. Maybe it'll get better here. That one part of you, you know, the one that's afraid to jump without a net, that part shows up again and it tells you that you're overreacting and that maybe it's not really as bad as you think. But that's the problem with the narcissist's intermittent reinforcement style of love, my friend, because it's right about that time that you think maybe it really is going to be different. And then bam, you're smacked in the face with some BS again. You do remember that the definition of insanity is to continually repeat the same cycles and behaviors again and again while expecting different results, and you're kind of mad at yourself for not getting out of this, right? Because here you are. You're tired of being in this relationship. You're tired of feeling consumed with trying to make it okay for everyone around you when you are clearly less important than literally anyone or anything in the narcissist's life. At least that's how they make you feel. Your cognitive dissonance is strong now. You always thought this relationship was supposed to be us against the world. Me and you. You and me. Ride or die. Unconditional acceptance of each other, right? You keep offering it up though, and inevitably, you get the opposite in return. Your relationship is always conditional. It is always one-sided and it's never your-sided. You're tired of never being enough. You've had enough of not being enough by now, haven't you? You might be like me. You might always say, I'd rather be alone than unhappy, but the idea of losing everything that you've worked so hard to build, it scares you more than the idea of shutting your mouth and pretending so that your kids or your pets or yourself can have a good life. But you keep asking yourself this one crazy question. Am I really willing to give up the next umpteen years of my life being miserable? Can't I have it both ways? Isn't that a possibility? And yet, as you sit in the cold, numb aftermath of yet another attack on your personal character, your thoughts, they're dulled and they're foggy. You can't seem to form a complete thought as the narcissist's sharp cutting insults replay over and over again in your head. This torturous soundtrack is, of course, accompanied by that little tiny voice in the back of your head, that part of you that remains indignant about the abuse, the part of you that is slowly dying and still knows that it's not normal and remembers that you deserve better than this abuse, that part of you that quietly counters the insults, the part of you that reminds you that all of this is a part of the manipulation tactic the narcissist is using on you to gain control. And my friend, that's the same part of you that truly knows you're not in a healthy relationship and that there's little chance that you're going to successfully change this person. That's the part of your mind that races, struggling to form a plan and fix things to make your escape, or at least, dear God, to find normal again. And it's that part of you that will ultimately help you to not just exist, to not just survive, but also to really thrive. Eventually, you will use this part of you to become the fully realized person that you deserve to be. The longer you remain in a toxic relationship, the more you deny your truths in order to avoid the wrath of this narcissist, the quieter that voice becomes. When you deny your feelings, when you allow yourself to be told that you're not a real person and that you don't matter, you begin to act like that's true. You start to breathe it and believe it. You emanate a vibrational sense of I'm not good enough, and you become inferior because you believe that you're inferior. My friend, you're not inferior. I know it's hard to be happy when someone is always criticizing and pushing you down. Everything you say and do is wrong. It feels like you're always walking on eggshells, doesn't it? And yet, when you start to actually enjoy a conversation, whether it's with them or with someone else, what does the narcissist do? They cut you right off because they aren't interested in anything you have to say. Or if you're talking to someone else, they're interrupting you because, God forbid, nobody's paying attention to them in that moment. It's emotionally crippling, to say the very, very least, and certainly socially isolating, isn't it? And you think to yourself, gosh, only a person with extremely high self-esteem could even survive this, and my self-esteem is in the toilet. And how could anyone keep thinking they have value in the world going through this? You need someone to talk to, but you don't know who's gonna get it, right? You're living in this constant state of invalidation. But why? I'm gonna tell you. Because at some point during our toxic relationships, often beginning early in childhood, people like you and me, we learn that love must be earned. We learn that our value and our worth are conditional at best, and that's if we think we have any value or worth at all. People hurt us and our souls are crushed. Ourselves become lost. We forget who we are, or maybe we never even really knew. We learn that people don't love unconditionally, or that if they do, no one has found us worthy of such love. So what do we do with that? How do we deal with it? Well, you know what we do, don't you? We tiptoe around. We accept the crumbs, the intermittent reinforcement thing again, the crumbs of kindness and affection that have been our sustenance for our whole lives, those little tiny glimpses. We take those crumbs and by God, we are grateful for them, aren't we? Because the truth is, we don't even think we deserve that much. And we can't imagine what it must feel like to be one of those people who has people who actually love them. We pretend to be happy. Our faces smile, but not our eyes. Most people don't notice, and those who do will make us feel attacked. They say they're concerned about us. They know that we're different than we were before. And often their concern is genuine. But whether we aren't ready to hear it yet, or we're concerned that they'll upset the abuse in our lives by talking about this business, we push them away. And we hope that they will just leave us alone. Because one more conflict with the narcissist might kill us, we think. And this person, as much as we love them, they just don't really understand what we're going through, what we're dealing with when it comes to our relationship with this toxic narcissist. So we keep walking on eggshells, and we may or may not cognitively realize that underneath it all, we're such nice people because we secretly are afraid that the narcissist is going to leave us, like everyone else in our life does or has in one way or another. We get scared that everyone will leave us or will abandon us in some way. So what do? We start being too nice to everyone around us. We stop talking about ourselves because people don't really seem interested when we do, and because our emotions seem to be a burden for anyone with whom we've shared them. We allow people to abuse us, and we beg them to stay with us. We accept it because we secretly fear that maybe they've been right all along and we really are, in fact, unlovable. Every now and then, we think we're going to change our lives, and we want to change our lives. We promise ourselves that this time it's going to be different. We're finally going to start taking care of ourselves for once. maybe for the first time ever. We're going to put ourselves on our priority list. We swear we're going to finally come into our own power, and we're going to start enforcing our boundaries, maybe for the first time ever in our lives. We think to ourselves, my gosh, it's time to follow our passion. It's time to actually start living our lives, truly living them. And sometimes we succeed and we actually make things happen. Sometimes we even manage to leave the narcissist in that process. Changes become more and more apparent. And at some point we think, oh my gosh, this is it. I figured it all out. And we're finally happy. We're on top of the world. Other times we fail. We forget to try, or we're too exhausted by the end of the day, or we just can't. But let me tell you something. Sometimes it takes more than one shot. Sometimes you have to keep starting again and again and again and again. Sometimes you have to learn new ways, and you have to do it again. You forget. We have to relearn all of it. Each time we forget, my friend, we have to remember who we are and what we're doing here. The narcissist is always going to do their best to try to make us forget who we are. They're going to try to shape us and mold us into the bland extension of themselves that they both want and simultaneously hate and resent. And yet, that little voice inside of ourselves keeps whispering to us that something isn't right, that we need, and in fact, we deserve better. And you know what? That little voice, that's your intuition, and it's right. And it reminds you that the truth is that we only really fail when we stop starting. No matter where you are in your journey, no matter how good it really, really gets, you might have that moment on occasion where you start over again. It's okay. You're normal. Keep starting. Don't give up on yourself and keep tuning into that little voice or your gut or whatever you want to call it, that little part of yourself that keeps whispering that something isn't right. Tune into it and listen carefully. That's the part of you that knows the truth. And it's the part of you that's going to get you out of this whole thing. It's the part of you that's going to help you take your life where you need it to go. Are you with me? This brings me to the question of the day. And the question of the day is, can you relate to this video? Do you feel stuck with someone who doesn't deserve you? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. If you know someone who needs to hear this video, please pass it on. As always, thank you so much for being a part of my day and a part of my life. And hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. Now, before I go, make sure you take a look at the videos. I'm going to leave you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit the subscribe button right over there so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.